Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
You are all very, very welcome back. Lots of people love James. I love James' songs and stories. He's a breath of fresh air, says Sinead. And another says, James Patrice is a fabulous person, kind, intelligent and astute to boot. I love the glam and the humour that he brings to his interviews and reviews. He's a must watch. Best of luck to him, says Orla. Now, it's still a bit too warm probably to have the oven on full blast, but you might want a wee bit of cake or dessert. So how about a no-bake treat? Some of them may make you look like a Michelin star chef, but are actually very easy to make, according to my next guest, Chrissy Gibson, founder of the Take the Cake Bakery. You're very, very welcome. How are you?
Thanks, Gerval. It's great to see you again. Doing well.
Listen, you have a range of delicious treats, lemon truffles, Canadian, is it Nanaimo?
You said it right. Nanaimo bars.
Maybe I'm trying to channel one. And Brazilian brigadeiros.
Yeah, sure. There's another great no-bake treat. Those are from Brazil. Yeah.
So let's talk about what a no-bake treat actually is. Is it just exactly what it says in the tin?
Exactly. It's just something you don't need to turn the oven on for. Now, in some cases, we'll need to turn on the hob because a lot of these have either melted chocolate or melted white chocolate. Or you could use the microwave.
Yeah, so but it is a sort of a simplistic. You're not going into the kitchen to do a big, you know, kind of the oven on and everything all being hot and bothered. Let's start. I think your first one is chocolate balls, not a calorie in them by the sound of it.
Exactly.
What is it? Dark chocolate, melted butter and heavy cream.
Yeah, these couldn't be easier. I mean, you can melt these on the hob, those ingredients together on the hob. The full recipes are on your website. But you melt these ingredients together until you get basically a ganache. It'll end up being nice and silky. You chill that in the fridge. And in the summer, you know, it's great to use the fridge, right? Yeah. We open up the fridge, get nice and cool. Once those chill a bit, you can take a few teaspoons out and roll them into balls and dip those into icing sugar or unsweetened cocoa. And you know what's great to add to these?
Sometimes they get a wee, you might get a little drop of liqueur.
Exactly. I was just going to say what's great to add to these is maybe a bit of orange extract or fresh orange juice or orange zest or a touch of liqueur. Like you said, you can add anything to these to sort of make the flavor pop.
Yeah, that's good. What about the chocolate truffles? I always kind of think that they are really, really sort of quite artisan, or can mere mortals make them too?
Mere mortals can make them. And my kids actually love making these because they are so simple, only a few ingredients. And, you know, rolling sweet stuff into balls is something the kids enjoy helping
Again,
with.
Again, a kind of ganache style setup, isn't
exactly.
it, in terms of making them. What about how long you would put these in the fridge for? Like, I mean, if you were planning something, do they take quite a long time to be in the fridge?
Well, before you roll them, when you're chilling the mixture, give it a couple of hours. But then once they're rolled, it really doesn't matter how long you chill them. You can chill them for 30 minutes. You can chill them overnight. But they will last all week in the fridge. And it's a nice, having truffles out on the table, if you're serving dessert, is sort of a nice extra. You know, people can grab one and pop them into their mouth whenever they want.
Chill or freeze?
Either. But these really only need to be chilled. And I can sort of guarantee you that they won't last long enough to have to be stored long term.
Stored in the freezer. How do you get that little kind of perfect roll that you kind of like see in restaurants and have them like dusted with lots of gorgeous
no
things?
No effort at all. And I guess that's why, you know, you can say that these might look artisan. They're not. I mean, we can all do that just rolling something in our hands and until it's the shape you like.
Are your hands hot or cold when you're doing that?
Your hands are exactly as they are right now.
Okay,
they're clean, that's all.
Yes. You don't need to go in and be getting like stuff out of the like freezer bags like that. That is brilliant. Now, you are from Canada, and I'm thrilled that I actually pronounced that correct. It's Nanaimo bars. These are
perfect.
Like pretty central in Canada. What are they?
Derville, they're gorgeous. So these are from Nanaimo, which is a city on the east coast of Vancouver Island. I was born in Vancouver, so these are so common in Canada, just like chocolate biscuit cake is common here, right? You'll see Nanaimo bars in any coffee shop.
And they're kind of layered, is it?
It's a three-layer bar. Now, I try to turn everyone on here to Nanaimo bars because they are so good. And what's great about these is the texture, not only the flavor, but the texture. The bottom layer has, it's basically melted chocolate. You melt together a few ingredients just in the microwave, butter, chocolate, and to that you add desiccated coconut, digestive crumbs, and ground walnuts. You mix all of these together and you press that into the base of your casserole dish. You know, just maybe a 9x9 pan. You chill it. Just however long it takes you to make the custard cream.
Like what kind of a texture are you going for?
So this will be, it's not going to be crunchy, but it's not a dissimilar texture to a biscuit cake, actually. It's just a nice texture that you do have to bite through. It's got some eating in it, you know, but the middle layer is a custard cream, much like the middle layer of our custard cream biscuits. And this is while you're mixing this with an electric hand mixer, you can chill the bottom layer. Then when you're done mixing the custard cream, you just spread it on top of the bottom layer, chill it again. While that's chilling, you make a gorgeous chocolate ganache. And simple, you're just mixing together dark chocolate. I do prefer dark because the bars themselves are pretty sweet, so that dark chocolate will sort of contrast that nicely. You melt together butter and chocolate, and that makes a very simple but gorgeous chocolate ganache. You drizzle that over the top, spread it evenly. There's your third layer. Chill it again. You can chill it for a couple of hours or overnight. Slice them up the next day, and I brought you some, so you'll have to have a taste.
Fantastic. And of course, that's brilliant for, like, you know, if you've a bunch of kids or anybody coming over, that you can just kind of make it to whatever.
So good. Yeah. Just make sure that no one has a walnut allergy.
Cream cheese mints. It sounds a bit tricky.
Sounds weird, doesn't it? So this is an American thing, and you would see these around Easter. Now, they're not super, super common, but these are made with cream cheese, obviously, and icing sugar, butter, and a bit of peppermint extract. And these, you mix these together, you chill them, and, you know, oftentimes people will like to color these nice, bright pastel colors for Easter. So if you do want to color yours and make them lovely, just separate this mixture into different bowls and add a drop of food coloring. And then we roll them into balls again after it's chilled, press them down on a rack to cool, and maybe take a fork and just press it on the top to make a pattern.
I got so delayed on all of the ganache that I didn't get to half of the recipes that you
have.
Okay. But we are going to put them up, Chrissy, on the website. And thank you so, so much. Vegan recipes and everything that you have in there. But thank you for joining us. And I'm afraid that's all we've time for. You can listen back to all of the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcast.